Lindsay on radio now, and producer Porkchop has a little disagreement with his boyfriend. Have we given him a new name for 2020? We call him Hostage Boy, but have we got a new name yet?
I like Hostage Boy.
I don't think we have a new name for him yet.
All right,
I think Hostage Boy sticks.
Well, what if he's okay? I guess maybe a resolution to give him a new name, but
when you're engaged, we get to call him something else, like his name. How about?
Okay.
You think? Yeah.
We don't know if they get engaged, if it's still, he could still be holding him hostage.
So what is the problem now with you two?
All right. So as you may have heard, about a month ago, one of our listeners gave me a Christmas tree.
Oh, that was so sweet. Not only that, ornaments and... what else?
Yeah, a couple of ornaments, and that was it.
Okay, just a few, though, yeah.
Did you ever get the tree up? Because you called me FaceTime, like, hey, this tree won't stand.
We got it up 3 days before Christmas.
Okay.
Aww.
So now, but here's the issue. So, yeah, we had a couple of ornaments, but, you know, being like a token gay guy, you've got to, your Christmas tree has to be extravagant.
Yes,
it's got to be fabulous.
Spectacular, honey.
Huge and spectacular with all the ornaments and all the lights. And at this time, I was like, you know, trying to save money. And I was like, can't we just, you know, the ornaments we have are nice. He's like, but babe, for the Instagram, we have to take a nice picture
for the
gram. And so he came up with the idea of going to the store, buying the fanciest ornaments, putting them on the tree, taking the Instagram picture, and then returning the ornaments.
Wow, that is a lot of work. I've heard of people buying things before, like to go wear them for a fancy event or maybe a wedding, and then returning them after they're done and keeping the tag or receipt on it, but I've never heard of anybody doing that with a bunch of ornaments.
I feel like it would have been easier to go to like a fancy smancy hotel and pose by a huge ginormous Christmas tree.
Yeah, I think people would know that it wasn't
just
ours.
Bring your pets with you. That way we know you're at home.
You could have come to my mom Kiki's because she has like the creme de la... She's like 8 Christmas trees.
No, so I told him, I was like, we are definitely not doing that. I was like, let's just go out and buy some nice ornaments. And we did that and we got a nice Christmas tree. But I can't believe he wanted to do that. Like, so cringeworthy. Like, just buy the ornaments and then return them for the gram picture.
I bet you two things. I bet you people have done a lot of things for the gram, like just to look good. We hear stories all the time about how people are like pretending or they're renting airplanes, act like they actually fly private.
Yeah. Who
just
was
to get a picture?
Bow Wow. Was
yeah, little Bow Wow.
You remember little Bow Wow? He was actually flying commercial and he posed on a jet, but it was like a stock.
That
picture.
Is so embarrassing.
Did you guys work through it? I mean, I kind of feel like you should have done it because it would have been a lot of work, but it would have looked cool.
No, I mean, I said we just bought ornaments and lights anyway.
It looks nice to see.
Yeah, none of you liked it, so.
Oh, and we didn't?
No, and I posted that like weeks
ago. Wait, let me see. Nobody liked it? I don't think I saw it. Let me see it, Chops.
I think you're messed up on my algorithm. You're like really low on my algorithm.
You know, same here, though. You're low on my algorithm.
Chops,
that's a good excuse for I don't want to like anything you post.
I never see your stuff. It's weird. We'll describe the ornaments.
Oh, they're blue and black.
They're circular.
Shiny.
They're all different.
They're shiny.
I'm telling
you. Shiny snowflakes, shiny pine cones. Just go look at my Instagram, at producer Porkchop.
All right, two questions. First of all, should Porkchop have went along with his boyfriend Hostage Boy's request and actually went out and bought all these fancy things for the gram, all these really expensive ornaments, and then returned them, which I don't even know if it's legally allowed if the stores would do that. And then the second question is, because we know this happens, what did you buy, you used it, and then you returned it?
Oh, that's like, why I don't, the underwear thing, oof.
What?
Like, what?
Don't people like buy like underwear and then return it?
No.
Oh, I hope not.
I feel like that's an item that you don't take underwear back.
Okay, no. That like, how hard? I also feel like earrings. That's like another thing. Like, do not return earrings after you've worn them.
I think they're like higher end items, like maybe a fancy shirt. But nobody's like, oh man, I hope I get these $10 boxers. Like, no. You're not going to do that.
It can't be worn. Especially like ladies, if you're trying to pull that with like dresses or more in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're not going to let you return it because they're specific. They'll know. Like if it smells like perfume, if at the end has a little dirt on it from like if you've worn it. And even sometimes when you try things on, if you have like a spray tan and you get the spray tan on it, they'll try to charge you.
Well, I am kind of dealing through this right now because I really need to penny pinch. I'm really broke right now. And I bought 2 outfits for this wedding I had on New Year's Eve. And I wore the jumpsuit. But I accidentally left the tag on all night long, and I had no idea. So the tag is still on the jumpsuit that I actually wore. But then I bought a
Return
second
it.
Dress, And I ripped the tag off the dress, but I ended up not wearing it. I just tried it on. And then my boyfriend was like, yeah, no, don't love that. So I was like, okay, then I won't wear this one. But now I'm like, shoot, can I still return it?
If you can find a way to get the tag back on, there's machines. I know people that put them back on. There's like a tag thing, like they have the store. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop Man, did you open up something here? What did you buy? You used it, and then you returned it. We'll talk to you next. We're Joe and McKenzie. I told producer Porkchop when he shared this story, his boyfriend's not alone. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie on radio now. Porkchop's boyfriend over the holiday vacation we had, kind of last minute, they set up a tree and he's like, babe, we got to get fancy Christmas ornaments. So let's just buy a bunch of them. We'll get a great photo for Instagram and then we can just return them because we need the money. Well, they didn't do that, but McKenzie, people buy stuff, use it, and return it all the time.
They do. That just seems like a lot of work to me. Like, you guys bought the stuff, set up gorgeous tree, and then you had to wrap everything put it back.
I'm not doing that. Just keep them.
Did they take them back?
We kept them. We still have them. We're not returning the ornaments.
Oh, you didn't even attempt.
Right,
okay.
No, so he asked to do this, and we're not doing that.
He thought it was, like, way too cringeworthy to even attempt it, which I will say, Porkchop thinks everything is super cringeworthy.
Well, I mean, but what was your plan? And what was Hostage Boy's gonna say? Like, because ornaments is not like
they didn't look good
on
our tree.
The cats wanted to eat them.
That's a good point. Like, how do you return a Christmas ornament?
I would just say my boyfriend already bought some. I didn't know we both bought them.
There you go.
You guys gotta be able to lie on your feet. I mean, come on.
No, which now we know Liv is really good at. Let's go to Regina this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Did you buy something, use it, and return it?
That's Reagan.
Oh, sorry. Reagan, you know what? I'm going to learn how to read in 2020. That's my goal. What's your story?
I've done it multiple times with outfits. I know that's probably cringy. I know my husband and I have, like, disagreed on it. But especially, there was one time for, like, a wedding. I was pregnant. And it's like, I was going to wear this nice fancy dress one time and then never wear it again. And I'm cheap, so I kept.
Do you feel like social media ruins that, though, a lot of times? Because I feel like, not like the store is going to be looking at your page, but like if you do post things, it is going to make it harder, I feel like, sometimes to take things back.
I mean, I don't think so.
It depends where you're shopping.
Every wedding, you're in the same outfit. It's like, dang, girl.
See, like, my friends own boutiques.
I didn't go to that many weddings pregnant, I guess pregnant. I was like 8 months.
Yeah, you're not. You're not keeping that. My friends that own boutiques have pictures of like people that continuously return things because they know that they wear them and bring them back.
Gosh.
So your picture is on. That just depends. But if you're going to like a chain store, it's going to be a different case.
Yeah, boutiques are different.
But if you're going to a nice boutique, like they're like, forget it. They have like an ex. They have her picture. They're like,
do they have it up on a wall of shame?
She's going to try to return. Yeah, it's like a wall of shame. Like, dude, she's not. Do not let her return the stuff because she takes it. She wears stuff and she returns it. They're on to you.
Crazy.
Oh, they know. I mean, if you're gonna do this, I would recommend going to like a bigger store chain.
Go to like a Nordstrom
or Walmart.
Yeah.
Let's go to Felicia this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Do you buy something then you return it?
No, actually, I used to work at a store. I used to work at like an underwear store, and people come in all the time, and they're like, "Well, this is Sid," and I'm just like, "You used it, and we had to take it back."
Wait, could you tell they used it, or you just assumed they used it? How'd you know?
So you just have to, like, damage it out and burn it?
Pretty much, yeah. You just have to damage it out and burn it.
So gross.
So they don't put it back out on the shelves to resell, right?
Right. Yeah, we don't put it back on the shelf, no.
Well, I wonder what they probably use it for, like a photo shoot or something.
I get lingerie. If you buy something really fancy and you, just for something and then you return it. I mean, still, you shouldn't. That's gross, but...
Yeah.
Did you ever have a customer like that more than like two or three times? You're just like, oh, Joe's back again.
There's one customer that I had. I was just like, yeah, they're gonna be returned, and I'm gonna have to damage them. Mm-hmm. This is gross.
Ugh. All right, hey Felicia, thank you so much for calling into Joe and McKenzie.
One time, I bought a toothbrush and returned it.
Did you use it?
So gross.
Yeah.
Like, why? To get your $2.50 back? Like, toothbrushes are not even expensive.
I just get excitement out of knowing someone else used toothbrush.
You are so weird.
You have issues that we don't have enough time to address right now.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.